And of course, if we are to restore our floodplains to what they were, we need to know exactly what that was. To find out, I went to the banks of the River Colne in East Devon, a river unique in the way it has somehow preserved snapshots of the history of Britain's rivers. I was with landscape archaeologist Tony Brown of Exeter University, beside a huge bend in the river channel, in a field that still showed the sinuous shadows of the ancient river course. Tony begins the history of watery Britain at the end of the last ice age.
Basically, if you have a landscape which is covered in snow and ice, then every year, as of course the thaw comes, you get vast volumes of water released into rivers. And of course the vegetation is very, very sparse. You have thin, stony soils with large amounts of meltwater. And that basically produced big floods during the spring, which moved a lot of coarse sediment, a lot of sand and gravel moved through these rivers. And the rivers then had a particular form, most rivers anyway, which is what we call braided, which means that they were very mobile across the floodplain, and they split up into lots of threads with gravel bars in between. And one of the reasons for coming here is that we can see a very small version of a braided part of a river channel. Now, this is relatively small, but at the end of the Ice Age, these sorts of gravel bars and channels would have covered a lot of the floodplain, if not all of the floodplain.
What's the evidence that people like you look for to give us this story, this history of watery Britain?
Well, what we look for, really, are the humps and bumps on the floodplain. And particularly, we look for the evidence of old channels. And in fact, this floodplain is covered by old channels. There is about 40 kilometres of old channel in only about 10 kilometres of valley length. So we can use these channels because a lot of them contain sediments, and those sediments can be dug out or cored, and then those can be radiocarbon dated, and they often contain organic material. So we can get from them beetles, we can get from them plant remains, we can get the pollen from plants from them, and that allows us to build up both the ecology of the floodplain in the past, and also the dating of the paleochannels allows us to produce a model of how the river has changed over time.